9 minutes now after 11 o'clock. If you go to neighborhoodvoices.org, you'll see that Christopher Jones was here on April 3rd, 2010. And on January 29th, 2011, you can set your watch every 10 months or so. Almost. He comes by. And today, he's here with David Hart, who I don't think has been here before. And they've got a couple guitars on right now, although I think David's got a few other instruments as well. We'll let them open up with their first song and then chat a little bit. Here is Christopher Jones with David Hart.
This ain't L.A., and it ain't no Paris, France. But it could be nice if we give it half a chance. Trees along the backyard, good neighbors down the street. We'll have room for children, life could be so sweet. Home at last, home at last. Baby, I think we're home at last. Job, I think will keep me. You can find work too. We'll plant ourselves a garden. Our Roman days are through. I'll stay away from barrooms. Stop my wandering eye. I swear you've seen the last time. The last time I make you cry. Home at last. Home at last. Maybe I think we're home at last. I've been living like a train wreck, moving too fast for the station. I know you want to get off, but it's a whole new situation. This ain't L.A., and it ain't no Paris, France. But it could be nice if we give it half a chance. There's trees along the backyard, good neighbors down the street. We'll have room for children, life could be so sweet. Home at last, home at last. Baby, I think we're home at last. Home at last. Home at last. Baby, I hope we're home at
Christopher Jones and David Hart. That's a nice song.
Thank
and,
you.
You have a couple CDs out and available now, right?
I do. Yeah, indeed.
And one is, and it's funny, I always get the title wrong. It's No More...
No More Range to Roam. Yeah.
And then Heartland Variations. When I see No More Range to Roam, I think, no more. Range to Roam. Like, we're out of the Range to Roam CD. There's no more of it. But, and I have to think for a minute. But those are both available at CD Baby and at ChristopherJonesMusic.com. I think although you've been here before, let's refresh memories. And especially for folks tuning in or listening for the first time, When did you come to Pittsburgh, and how long have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing since I can remember. But I've been in Pittsburgh since 1993. And it's interesting, the two CDs you mentioned, in terms of the first one was recorded in the UK, actually, yeah. You know, in the late 70s. And then there was a kind of a pause where I raised two sons and got a PhD and played different kinds of music. So the Heartland Variations CD is really coming back to this acoustic-based, songwriter-oriented, what I would call contemporary folk music. So, it's been a long road, but now I'm doing as much of this as I can. So,
well, that's terrific. And let's see how good my memory is. Is your degree in a foreign language, right?
It is indeed.
Is it French?
French.
I thought so. It's good to have you back. Now, how did you hook up with this gentleman here, with David?
Well, Christopher and I go back to our mutual friend, Sam Flesher, dearly departed.
Oh, my goodness.
Sam Flesher.
Yeah, I know Sam.
And I think
Sam.
Chris saw me accompany Sam at some point.
Yeah.
And then asked me to help him out. So that's why I'm here.
And we've sort of been playing together on and off informally, and I thought, well, it's a good opportunity to get him to actually nail down some of these songs. To the extent that he does that, I mean, he's a flowing player, so to speak, whereas I'm a bit more of a structured player. So it's kind of a nice combination.
It's fun to watch the two of you. And look at this, you're attracting attention. You're calling attention to yourselves. Anaya.
Boy. A studio audience.
Yeah, Anaya and Ashley came in. And we'll get a chance to meet you guys in a second or two who just came in. And we'll all get to clap, which will be fun after you play your next song. What would you like to play next?
Well, that first one was from the new CD in preparation. It's loosely about getting the house in the suburbs.
It's called Suburban Two Step, but I was teasing you that it'll be out January 1st. I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's tough to get a CD together, but
it is. Although all the recording has been done at the moment, the last thing we're waiting to be recorded. I don't know if you know Roger Day, the tuba player.
I do.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to. We're going to play a song later on in which I hope that Roger will come in and give us a tuba part on it. So that's the last recording that is actually remaining to do on the CD. So there's a lot done already.
Excellent.
This is a song called. Call the numbers, and it's I guess roughly inspired by another little piece of my heart, you know, which is a Janis Joplin. It's this, not musically, but just the sentiment. So three, from anchor dancer to homecoming queens, three Midwestern debutantes who weren't quite what they seemed. Far across the water, it took me for a ride. One who knew the answer never left my side. I count the numbers one by one. Love by love until I'm done, till I'm done. Got three to die for, one to keep alive, three of the blood of my father, many close beside. Five true believers, six already gone, 10 in foreign cities, and others close to home. I
count the numbers one by one, love by love. Until I'm done, until I'm done. Yes, it really matters, this trail of lost and found. Each one leaves traces in my heart, like footprints cross the ground, cross the ground, cross the ground. Dozen on the corner, 50 on their feet, hundreds bright as shooting stars, thousands marching in the street, millions of the innocent, legions of the poor, thousands more won't be back, victims of our wars. I count the numbers one by one, love by love. I count the numbers one by one, love by love. Until I'm done, until I'm till I'm done.
It's okay to clap. That's Christopher Christopher Jones and David Hart live on the radio, and I'm going to just sneak over and say hello, see how long my tether is going to let me move along. Naya's back. Thank you for the monster football. What did you do? Do you play an instrument?
I played a trumpet, and I used to play the violin.
And are you playing trumpet in a group at all, or just taking lessons?
I play it at my school.
Excellent. What did you think of these guys?
They were good.
They are really good. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask them about their music or about playing?
What made you want to be in a band?
Well, I come from a family where all my whole family always played instruments. So I played music like from the time I was your age, and I played different instruments. I played piano and cello, I've always played. So I don't know how not to play music, you know.
Do you ever feel like that you really look forward to playing the trumpet a lot?
Yes.
Yeah, I think music can be like that. It's kind of a constant. Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
Are you guys best friends?
We're good friends.
I wouldn't say best friends.
No, I wouldn't say best friends.
But friends. And that, I think being friendly and liking each other makes it easier to make good music.
That's a really good question. I wouldn't have thought to ask that, Naya. How about one more? Do you have one more? If you don't, that's okay too.
No.
No more. Okay. Ashley, is there anything you're thinking about these guys?
I was wondering how long it took you to become so good at playing the guitar. Like, how much practice did you do? Was it ever hard to make yourself practice, like when you were Anaya's age?
Yes, it was very hard.
I can remember trying to pick up an instrument, and I wasn't into it. It didn't click for me.
And sometimes, you know, parents and responsible persons will put pressure on the children. And the children at the time think that, you know, you're being so mean. But actually, in the end, it's great.
Yeah, I wish I had practiced more.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I had practiced more, but I did practice every day. My childhood instrument was cello, and I got quite good.
Okay.
And then moved to the guitar and pretty much didn't play the cello anymore. But practicing is good, absolutely.
Right.
It's necessary.
Yes.
Thanks, Ashley. And Ashley and Naya were here earlier this morning and for our Big Brother, Big Sister, or as we should be saying, Big Sister, Little Sister salute. And Naya, thank you for the paper football monster. Who's here? What's your name?
Isabella.
Hi, Isabella. Is today your birthday?
Yes.
Do you know how I knew that? Because you've got a ribbon on that says birthday girl, a very nice ribbon. How old are you?
5.
Well, happy birthday. And is there a question? Are you wondering about anything that you're hearing these two gentlemen play?
When they were kids, did they practice a lot?
I practice a little bit. Yeah, I like practicing. I practice maybe at least an hour a day.
Do you like music, Isabel?
Yes.
And do you play any musical instruments?
Well, I sing, but I don't play any instruments.
What kinds of songs do you like to sing?
The numbers count each other.
So a song about counting?
Yeah.
How does it go?
It goes like this. The numbers count the faces, they count by one, and then they sing another. After one, they sing two, and then when they sing sing three, and then four, and then five.
That sounds good. Do you want to sing it? It's good to have the dramatic read of the lyrics. That's very good.
I like to sing sometimes.
And sometimes just to think about the words. I like to do that too. What's your name? Who's that? Is that your little sister?
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Kiara.
Kiara. And how old is she?
She's going to be 3 in May.
She'll be 3 in May. And I'll just ask, where are you folks from?
Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania.
Hollidaysburg? Well, great. That's I know where that is. Two L's in Hollidaysburg, right? And my mother-in-law, my late mother-in-law, is from near Huntington, which isn't too far away. What brings you to Pittsburgh?
Well, spending her birthday here with family. Yes, we were visiting our family, his brothers.
Well, great. Well, thank you for being here. And does anybody else have any other questions for the group? The duo? Any other questions? Oh, wait, here comes another question.
Do they have some songs and do they sing after it? Like have some distant and first the music sings it and then they sing it after the music.
Absolutely. We do that all the time. It's called call and response, right? One person sings and then the other one, or an instrument says it and then a person, or a person and then an instrument. You go back and forth.
That was a really good question. Well, let's hear another song. Christopher Jones is here, along with David Hart, and a lovely studio audience. And it looks, does anybody know the instrument that David just put on? Do you know what that is? It's Isabelle, right? No. Oh, it's Isabella. Sorry about that. I always like to get that right. What instrument is that?
A guitar.
Well, a guitar is what Christopher has. That little instrument there is called, does anybody know? It's an instrument you don't see often for a while. Do you know what it is, Naya? It's called a mandolin, and it has 8 strings, 4 pairs, and each pair, you can see them, are really close together. And as a result, you can do some pretty neat things with it, assuming you know what you're doing. The pick and the plectrum and the strings, it all comes together. Christopher, what song will you do next?
I'm going to do an old song. This is a ballad. It sort of starts off as an advice column and ends up as to be a love song. But this was written back in my UK days, recorded on a mountaintop studio. Okay, it's called Whatever You Do.
Christopher Jones.
Thank you.
And David Hart.
Yeah.
That's a nice song. You guys sing so well together. And the mandolin was a really nice embellishment together. And it's nice to have Isabella here and her sister and Kira, right? And Naya is here along with Ashley and thank you for being here with us today as we broadcast from the Children's Museum. And you'll still be able to hear outside. It's fine. You guys can stay or move around. It's hard to sit for a full set. It's hard for me to sit for a full set these days. Speaking of which,
we know about attention span. Yeah.
You've got a gig coming up at a library, I believe, right?
Indeed, yeah. On November 9th, I'll be out at Penn Hills Public Library. They run a coffee house series out there. Howard Davidson has run it for some time.
Oh, yeah. Howard, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't talked to Howard in a long time. And then you'll be at Club Cafe.
Right.
That's a little bit in the future.
That's December 2nd, yeah. But that'll be a full band show. And I try to do one or two of those a year. And then most of the rest of our playing is going to be purely acoustic. But
The new album will be all original, right?
All originals, yeah.
As are the earlier ones.
Yeah.
Are you writing is your output to fill the needs of an album, or do you find yourself writing anyway?
I find myself writing anyway, but I do try. I think most writers have a cycle that they go through, where there's a creative phase, and then there's a finishing phase, and then there's some sort of promotional phase where you try and get people to read or listen to your output. And so the end of that cycle tends to interfere with the beginning. In other words, right now I'm not writing much because I'm mixing and recording and all that kind of stuff, and then I'll try to get to put together some performance to promote the CD.
Now that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, you've been through this almost three times, mm-hmm. and I never thought of it that way before, nor has anybody expressed it to me that way. And one thing that immediately strikes me is when you go from the end of, we'll call it CD A, mm-hmm. and get ready to start CD B, you go from complete, competent, well-known, well-mixed, I feel good about this song's, right back down to ground zero where you've got to start. That's got to be really hard, that drop off, because all of a sudden it's like, if it were me, it would be, can I do this again? Does that happen?
Oh, it's absolutely, absolutely true. And I mean, it's true to a certain extent. I mean, David's a songwriter as well. It's true with every song, every new song. You think, well, I sort of like this. I mean, some songs you have more confidence in than others, but some you're thinking, well, there's something to like here, but I'm not sure if I'm the only one who will, type of thing, you know. And so it's always a process of discovery. And especially
it helps to try out your songs on your songwriter friends, then they'll tell you what they think.
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think that your own regard for your own songs, do you tend to like them more when they've aged a bit?
I think both. In other words, I think there is a filtering process that happens with time. For example, from the first CD, there are lots of good songs on it, but probably only three that I still play for various reasons. Not really quality, but sort of where I am in terms of my life.
Well, sure, you might not feel very honestly anymore about the songs. The best example I think of with that is Don McLean, who is writing prolifically and is a really good songwriter and a multi-instrumentalist. I can't imagine, he claims otherwise, but I can't imagine there's a whole lot of emotion and spirit and the required playing of American Pie at every Don McLean concert. It's got to be hard.
Pretty tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty tough.
I can't imagine.
Especially with that single song type of mass acclaim, where he's been, of course, a great performer and songwriter forever with a huge catalog, but it's a little bit like everybody, he probably should play that first in his concerts, you know?
Yeah. In fact, I saw Jonathan Edwards. Ricky and I were together seeing Jonathan Edwards years ago, and he opened up with, you know, Sunshine, Sunshine, Go Away Today. Yeah. And as soon as he finished, he goes, okay, that's out of the way.
Right.
And
right.
It was clear, you know, he had to get that done.
Yeah.
Before we get to another song, David, your writing as well. Do you have any solo projects out?
Or? I have put a shout out for my band, my bluegrass band, the Stillhouse Pickers.
Oh, my gosh. Were you here with them?
We're coming in with Slim Forsyth, I believe, in December.
In December.
I think so.
Great. But the Pickers, I think, were here before.
I think they were here without me.
I think so.
I may have been out of indisposed that particular day.
Okay, and you're playing guitar with that band as well?
I play mandolin with that band.
Okay, well, great. And have you written for that band? Or
little by little, yeah. We're doing a lot of originals. Everybody in the band is a songwriter, and so we have a lot of good new material. So come out and see us, stillhousepickers.com.
Excellent. Hey, it's important to do that. Christopher Jones is here. If you're just joining us, thank you. For doing that, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade live from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, where our studios are permanently located. David Hart was the voice you just heard. And we turn now, we should say ChristopherJonesMusic.com, as long as we're, you know, making those important media impressions, as we did with Stillhouse Pickers. Christopher, what would you like to do next?
I'm going to do another new song. Which is, will be on the new CD, and it's written about a particular. I tend to have cars in my songs with a certain frequency, and this one is called Drivin', and it's about what is now kind of recognized. It's almost antique as a sequence among adolescent males that if they can stop their schooling, get a real job, get some money, buy a car, they'll get the girl. It's a sequence that in my youth was much more reliable, because these days, without schooling, the job and car and girl are not necessarily likely. So it's about that issue, and it doesn't always work out, as this song tends to indicate.
Driving on.
steps, put my key in the lock. The house was in darkness, a note on the door. Now I got nothing to be coming home for. Gonna keep on driving, keep driving on. Keep on driving till the road is gone. I got no one to love me. She thinks she's above me. So I keep on driving, keep driving on. Keep on driving, keep driving on. Keep on driving, keep driving on.
That's a good song. That's Christopher Jones, along with David Hart. Great guitar work. By David on the solo and finger pick, and really universal theme, that song that has changed over the years, though, as you pointed out.
Well, it used to be a lot easier to buy a car and put gas in it.
Yeah.
These days, if you buy a big car and you try and put gas in it, that's an enormous load. I heard a young man talking the other day about he had a place he'd like to go, which is an hour away, but he has a pickup. Gets 9 miles a gallon.
Yeah.
Didn't used to matter in my youth.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, it was really... you and I aren't that old, but we remember gas being 30 to 40 cents a gallon.
Exactly. And
unbelievable, yeah. Right? Now it's actually more expensive than milk, I believe. And a lot of other things. And, you know, the insurance issue is something, too. You can buy a car, but you can't afford the insurance that is required. It's and that really has taken away sort of that rite of passage. And do you remember the first car you had?
I do remember the first car that I had. It was a 1958 Mercury painted in a rising sun, purple and orange top. No floorboards, but a really powerful engine.
Like a Comet, or
It was. I don't remember the model, but it was a V8.
Okay,
so it was a big car.
David, do you remember first car? Yeah,
it was a Datsun 260Z red.
Nice. Boy, you made out.
I saved up. I was 20 some years old.
What year was it?
I think it was a 75-ish.
Yeah, that was back Nissan, once known as Datsun in this country.
Datsun.
I had a 73 Dodge Charger, which was really a great car. And the thing I remember most about that car is its long hood and nose and the distance between the headlights and the engine. There was almost an extra trunk in that car that you could put things in.
Yeah. Don't make them like that anymore.
No, they sure are.
Can't carry that much metal around anymore.
No. I was curious listening to you. Have you ever busked?
Oh, yes.
I think you'd both be good at it. I don't know if you
absolutely
have. Yeah. I guess listening to you sing in particular, I think you'd carry really well. And have you done it around Pittsburgh? Or?
Oh, no. Yeah. I haven't done it around Pittsburgh. My busking days go back to Paris.
Really?
Where I played. There was a certain point where I was busking in the metro and you could go into restaurants and ask if it would be okay to play 3 or 4 songs. And then they would pass a bread basket around to the patrons. And I got so... You could make really good money in the metro at that time. I had 3 or 4 restaurants, but I could actually make enough to live on modestly, not my current lifestyle, doing that, you know, busking once or twice a week and playing in those 3 or 4 restaurants.
Well, that's a really nice thing to think about. Yeah. And I mean, I know of plenty of places with strolling musicians or live music here, but certainly under much more formal arrangements.
Yeah.
The idea, I wonder if anybody's tried a concept like that here, where diners can expect that there will be buskers. That's what we would call the place. We'll call it there will be buskers.
Right. I have never had that experience here.
Or Dave. We could call it Dave and Buskers.
No.
Dave and Buster's.
We'd probably get sued. We don't want to do. It's interesting to think about because I know I would get a kick out of that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's also you're not, you know, a 3 or 4 song set. If as long when the owner knows you, he knows he's not really risking.
You know,
aggravating people who want to get on with their meal. It's kind of very short. It's 15 minutes, and then they're back to their evening. You know, so it's. It actually had worked out quite well at the time.
How long did you live in Paris or the UK or both?
Both.
Okay. And how long were you in Europe?
10 years all told. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that was and 4 years in London. That's really where I really started doing music full time.
Christopher Jones is who you're hearing, and you know, Dave, I didn't ask where you were from originally, Pittsburgh.
Not originally Pittsburgh. I've been here 20 years, and so am an adopted son.
You're still the new guy to most Pittsburghers, so.
Well, but I do know where things used to be.
That's good. That's good.
And speaking of busking, Mount Washington is usually a good busking spot.
Really?
As a busker myself, and having done it there with my girlfriend Gina, a wonderful viola player. Shout out to Gina.
Hi, Gina.
And so, yeah, come see us sometime on Mount Washington, or you see buskers in Squirrel Hill all the time, in front of the Giant Eagle, in front of the theater, up and down that street, for sure. So I think there's spots where you can find people playing.
I didn't know. I assume it's Grandview. I didn't realize there was busking up on Mount Washington. That's great.
Well, we've never been chased off.
We don't go.
I mean, go all the time, but you know.
Oh yeah,
when it's the fancy strikes.
I always thought the Clemente Bridge, when it's, I think it would be nice to permanently close it. Don't all call it once or right, but I think sometimes it would be nice because it's closed for home pirate games anyway, and turn that into like a busking zone, which is something I saw in Prague with the Charles Bridge, and it was really nice. And you know, we have a 6th and a 9th Street Bridge that kind of do the same thing anyway.
Of course, game days, there is a good saxophone player.
Yeah,
seventh.
He's there.
Yeah, 7th and 9th. I meant don't write.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have one more, I think.
Yeah, indeed.
And It's been a pleasure. It's really fun to preview this new CD.
Well, great. It's really great for you. I had hoped to come back with the CD in hand, and then I realized, well, that's going to be a while. So I figured it was a good idea to preview it, and then when it actually is out, we'll
make a commitment to have you here for a 4th time next year. So. I always forget how many times Christopher's been here. But no, when the CD's out, we'll do all we can to back it.
A tiny little note that Gina, of course, mentioned actually contributes. I arranged string parts for 3 of these tunes on the new CD, and Gina played viola and violin beautifully. So there are some surprises on the new CD that you don't normally get on folk CDs anyway. So, okay, this last song... really has no significance whatsoever. It's just kind of a little frivolous little tune, but which allows David to wander all over the mandolin and have
all
fun.
Over the key of F.
Yeah, all over the key of F. So. Some people roll out of bed and curse the morning. Some people jump right up and praise the day. Some people choke on the daily bread. They don't know that happy is in your head. If you can't keep moving, got to get on out of the way. Cause that world rolls on like a bowling ball, spinning softly through space. The stars shine brightly above us all. Gravity keeps us in our place. Young people think they're gonna live on forever. Old people know they might just die today. Young people thinking that love is real. Old people tell them it's a lousy deal. The young people can't hear a word that old people say. And that world rolls on like a bowling ball,
softly through space. The stars shine brightly above us all. Gravity keeps us in our place. Poor people living in a trailer down by the river. Rich people living in a house up on the hill. Poor things growing year to year. A broker on the phone talking ear to ear. Poor people just hoping they can work and eat their fill. And that world rolls on like a bowling ball, spinning softly through space. Stars shine brightly above us all. Gravity keeps us in our place. Mama said, boy, you'll never be good for nothing. Papa said, son, one day you'll do well. Mama said, boy, your butt's too hard. Get out the house now, mow the yard. Papa could be right, but it's way too soon to tell. And that world rolls on like a bowling ball, spinning softly through space. Stars shine brightly above us all. Gravity keeps us in our place, in our place.
Christopher Jones and David Hart, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Larry, for having us.
And we'll see you when the new CD is out, if not sooner.